The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aryeh Finkel, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah on Ardaf introduces the subject of Nesachim. The Gemara goes into detail to explain the source and the Torah of each halacha. Now, unlike other Karbonis, other avoiders of Karbonis, the mitzvah of Havas HaSochim is more of an independent attachment to a Korban. Physically, it's not connected with the behemoth. It's a separate thing. But furthermore, the mention of the mitzvah of Nesachim is completely separate from the parshias of avoiders of Karbonis. In Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, that's where the many halachas of Karbonis are mentioned. Over there, there's no mention of Nesachim. Only later in the Torah, in the end of Parshas Shlach, the Torah finally teaches us the mitzvah of Havas HaSochim. So actually, Rabbi Rucham Fischel, in his parish on the Rasag, he discusses if the mitzvah of Nesachim is considered a separate mitzvah, b'negeah, the minyan taryag, minyan mitzvahs. So whatever it is, the way the Torah presents the mitzvah of Nesachim, it appears that the mitzvah of Nesachim is an obligation that is neschadish, that arises as a result of bringing a korban. It means it's an independent chiv, that through bringing a korban, you're chayiv in this chiv. Meaning, that when a person has an obligation to bring a korban, whatever it is, let's say a korban re'iyah, he has to be makrivit on yontif. So although he has to bring Nesachim, but that's not a part of the mitzvah of Havas Korban Re'iyah. The mitzvah of bringing a Korban Re'iyah only includes the actual Korban Re'iyah, the behemoth. That's the chiyuv that you're mechuyev to do. Then a sochim that he brings is a new obligation that occurs when you bring a Korban. Through bringing a Korban, now it's chal on you, a chiyuv, to bring a sochim. Now, what I mean to say is that theoretically, if a person fails to fulfill his obligation of bringing a Korban Re'iyah, so he's definitely mavatel mitzvah asay of korban re'iyah. Nevertheless, concerning the mitzvah of nesachim, he was not mavatel mitzvah asay. So even though every person has to bring a korban re'iyah with nesachim, but nesachim is only because you brought a korban. But if you don't bring the korban, you're never neschayiv to bring nesachim. So as long as he hadn't brought the korban, there's no chiyuv for nesachim, and he was not mavatel mitzvah asay. Only when you bring a korban does the Torah require him to follow up with nesachim. And only then, if he fails to bring Nesachim, then he was Mavatal Mitzvah Zaseh. The Lashon HaTorah is as follows. Vasisem Isha Lashem Oilo Yizovach V'yakriva Makriv Korboni Lashem Mincho Selis Yisarim Bolber V'yisahin Shemen V'yayin Lanesach V'yisahin Tase Ala Oilo Oila Zovach. So the Torah commands a person who brings a Korban, he has to continue on and bring Nesachim. And this idea is most exhibited in the halacha that's mentioned a number of times throughout Kochim. Maybe Odom Zivchoy Hayoim, when a socha mekanat asar yomim. The person could bring his korban today, and he could bring his asachim in 10 days. You could even bring it years later, it's just a lashon agamor, as long as you don't forget. So nesachim are not required to be brought together with a korban. Only once you brought a korban, now the obligation of nesachim is activated, and you could go ahead and fulfill the achiyah whenever you want. Now, having established this idea that the mitzvah of Nesachim is a secondary chiyuv that comes as a result of being makriv a korban, now we'll discuss on who does the Torah command the mitzvah of Nesachim. Now, what I mean is that a chiyuv to bring a korban is specifically on the person who's chayiv. If a person's chayiv echatos or any other korban, he's the one who's mechuyev to bring it. No one else is responsible. Now, of course, we have to encourage and force him in some cases to fulfill his chiyuv, no different than any other mitzvah. The bezin is mechuyev to see that all people fulfill their chiyuvim, but ultimately the chiyuv is specifically on that person himself. And if he fails to fulfill his chiyuv and he doesn't bring a korban, no one else is mechuyev to be makriv that korban. It's like any other mitzvah. The mitzvah of nesachim, however, which is part of the chiyuv of bringing a korban, which is not a chilek of the mitzvah ha-korban. It's originated only through bringing the korban. It would be possible to say that the chiv is not necessarily on the person who brought the korban. Rather, Bezdin or anybody else, for that matter, holds this chiv to bring nesachim. That means when a korban is brought, now it's chal that there is a chiv on maybe Bezdin to go ahead and bring nesachim. Now, of course, the main chiv is on the person who brought the korban. The pasuk says meforish v'hikriv hamakriv es korbanu l'Hashem mincha soiles v'chulu yayin l'nesach. So he's definitely the person who's mechuyev to go ahead and bring nesachim. But the question is, what happens if he doesn't bring nesachim? Are we mechuyev to now bring nesachim for his carbon? So in a nutshell, do we have to see to it that every carbon has nesachim brought for it? Is that a chiv on the tzibur? Or is it just a chiv on the makar v'karbon? He's mechuyev to bring nesachim. If he's mevatel them chiv, okay, it has nothing to do with us. Now you might ask, if we're saying that the makar v'karbon specifically has a chiv to bring nesachim, that's clear. The hikriv v'makriv. So how can we say that there's a chiv on other people also? Who's the chiv on? So this concept is found in other mitzvahs also. For example, kisei adam. The main chiv of kisei adam is chal on the person who shechted the animal or the bird. He has to pay, if it costs something, he has to spend the time doing it. It's his chiv. He's mobezen, forces him to go ahead and do kisei adam, whatever it takes to do kisei adam. Now, if he fails to do so for whatever reason, then anybody else who happens to see the blood is mechuyev to go ahead and cover it. The pasuk is derish, the gemara is derish from a pasuk. El Yisrael, that the chiv is on the sheichet, v'shachat v'kisa, but if he doesn't do it, then other people are mechuyev also. And the same is with the mitzvah of Mila. The Torah is mechayev a father to give his son a pris Mila. Now, if he's not mechayev his chiv, then anybody else who happens to know that this baby has no bris is mechayev to ensure that he gets a pris Mila. It's a chiv on Bezdin, on Klal Yisrael. So here too, it's possible to say the same concept applies in the Sachem. The makriv korban is the primary holder of the chiv. He's mechayev to do it. But if he doesn't do his chiv, then other people maybe have to take on that responsibility. Now there's a Mishnah in Shkolim, Daf Chof, Amar Alef. The Mishnah says as follows. Nochri sheshalach oilosoi memedina sayom. A goy sends his oilo from medina sayom. Veshalach imo nesochim. He sends along nesochim, krevim mishaloi. Vimlav, krevim mishal tzibor. If he doesn't bring nesachim, then the tzibor, we have to take money from the kubas tzibor, from the chumas alishka, and with that money we buy nesachim and mark the nesachim for his carbon. Now the Gemara earlier, Adaf Ayin Gimel Mabez, brings a braisa as follows. Ezroch, the Gemara is derish the word Ezroch. Ezroch may be nesachim, a Yisrael, ve'in ha'ovik ha'chavim may be nesachim. Goyim do not bring nesachim. They're not mechuyev to bring nesachim, other korbanos. Yochoy loy tehei oilosoy tuuna nesachim. I would say that maybe his oilo doesn't need nesachim. Tamad loy mar kocho. So this is a source for what the Mishnah says in Shkolim, that the nesachim for a korban of a goy is korav mishal sibor, because he, the goy himself, is not mechuyev to bring nesachim, but his oilo needs nesachim, like we're derish on the pasuk kocho. So who brings the nesachim? We have to pay for it from the Chumas Alishka, from the Moisat Tzibur. So from this it appears that a korban that was brought must have nesachim brought, regardless of whether the Bala korban is fulfilled his obligation or not. A goy has no obligation, so it falls back on us. So for this reason, the nesachim of a korban of a goy is falls on the Tzibur. So this would l'chayru prove that in a regular case, if a person brings a korban and he doesn't bring nesachim, he's oiver and he doesn't bring nesachim, it's going to fall back on us. The tzibur is going to have to see to it that nesachim are brought. However, this doesn't necessarily prove that nesachim is an obligation on the tzibur in all cases. That means it could be that it's only by a korban of a goy that if he doesn't bring nesachim, then the tzibur has to now bring nesachim. Because a korban of a goy, there was never a chiv on the palach korban. The Torah is mamayit. The Torah says Ezroch, and the chiv is only when the Torah says kocho, which tells us that a korban of a goy needs nesachim. what the Torah is doing is basically placing the primary chiyuv on the tzibur. Whereas a regular korban, the chiyuv is on the mevi'ah korban. The Torah is saying over here, when in the korban of a goy, the chiyuv of nesachim is not on the mevi'ah korban, it's on the tzibur. Masha'enkin, in a standard case, when Yisrael brings a korban, where the primary chiyuv is mutl on the mevi'ah korban, like the pasuk says, v'hikriv ha-makriv, we don't see from here that the chiyuv transfers over to the tzibur in a case where he doesn't fulfill his chiyuv. It could be that the chiyuv is on the makriv, and that's it. The Torah is not putting the chiyuv on anybody else. So we don't see, it's not a raya from here, from korban shel goy. Now the mission over the Yarkot and Shkolim continues. Another case. V'chein ger shemeis, and has no yorshim. V'niach zvochim, and he has korbanos that he wears, not makriv yet. Im yesh lo nesochim, if he was mafresh nesochim, krivim mishaloi, v'im lav, krivim mishal tzibur. If he didn't leave over nesochim, then we're makriv those korbanos, and we have to from the mois hatzibur, we have to get nesochim and be makriv. So this halacha also shows us, l'chayra, that the chiv transfers over to the tzibur in the event that the Baal Korban is not mekayim his chiv. And over here, he's not a goy. Over here, he's a yid. And you see, im kol zeh, that when he's not mekayim his chiv, because he's not alive anymore, the chiv goes on to us. Now, but again, over here, it's also not a raya berura, because when the geret dies, right now, there's no one in the world who carries the chiv. And so now, a korban is being brought, and there's no bala korban who's alive. So, over there, it could be that the chiyuv goes on the tzibur the same way that the nesachim of a korban shel goy goes on the tzibur. But if the bala korban is around, is alive, and he brought his korban, and he was not makayim his chiyuv of nesachim, we don't see clearly that the chiyuv will fall on the tzibur if he ignores his chiyuv. Now there's another halacha in the mission over there. The mission says, "Behema shenimtzis mirushalayim vaad migdalei there, uki midosa l'chol ruach." If you find an animal in Yerushalayim till migdalei there, in that area, so you have to assume that animal is a korban. So zochorim, if it's a zochor oilus, nekev is zivchishlomim. So you have to be makor as a korban. And the mission says, "Hiskidu bezdin shiu nesachel boi mishal tzibur." The bezdin was mesakin that the nesachim that we bring. So who's going to pay for the nesachim? The bala korban, he lost his korban. We're makriv this behemah as a korban, so the tzibur has to spend money and bring the nesachim. Now, in this case, there's no reason to assume that the owner of the korban is a ger shemeis. He's probably just a regular gid who lost a korban. And nevertheless, when the korban is brought, the chiv of nesachim falls on the tzibur. And this korban, when we're makriv this korban, we're makriv l'shem bailov, whoever it is, wherever he is. So he remains the full bailov on the korban, despite the fact that the korban is lost. Once we're makriv the korban is korif for him. And for that reason, he's the one who the chiv nesachim is on, and he's still around. He's somewhere. And what do we see? We see that the chiv of the chiv nesachim, since he's not fulfilling his chiv, falls back on the tzibur. So you see over here, l'chayra, that the chiv nesachim is, besides for being on the person, on the makriv hakorban, it's also on the tzibur if he's not makayim his chiv. However, I believe that this is also, it's not a raya from here. Because the mission over there says, it says, "Barishoyino hoyum mashkinin es moitzo atcher who may be nesachim." The mission says that originally, when the person who found the korban, we used to force him to bring the nesachim. Chodur liyos menichin oisin avorchin. What happened was when they found these animals, they just left the animal. He didn't want to pay for the nesachim. So then it's kinu bezin shi nesachim kriv mishal tzibur. So which means, for whatever reason, the igmi ikir hadin, the one who finds the korban, is the one who's mechoyev to pay for the nesachim and bring the nesachim. He's the one who's mechoyev. Bezdin saw that it was a problem. The people were just leaving the animals and not being makriv them. So because of that takana, what they did is they exempted him from paying for the nesachim, and they said the tzibur is going to pay for it. So like this, they'll encourage him to bring the carbon. Now the Briska Rav in Menachos Nun Aleph from Abayz, he asks that what's the reason for this? Why is it that Mikra Adin, the one who finds the carbon, why is he mechuyev to bring the nesachim? It's not his. The carbon is not his. It's not being karev l'shmoy. So Briska Rav explains that besides for the concept of a bailam on a carbon, there's also a concept of the mevius a carbon. So in most cases, the bailam is the one who's maybe the carbon. But it's possible to split the two. You could have one person the bailam and another person the mevi. He says in this case, where the carbon was over from the bailam and someone else finds it, this person who finds it is zoiche in it, in the sense that now when he brings the carbon, he's considered the mevi a carbon. And the Briska Rav says that the chuyvas nesachim is not necessarily on the bailam of the carbon, it's on the mevia carbon, the hikar of a makriv. The one who is mevi the carbon, he's the one who the Torah is machayev to bring the nesachim. So this fellow who finds the carbon, and he brings the carbon, he's really the one with the raisa who the chiv nesachim is mutal on. Now, there was a problem. They were just, the people who found the carbonas, they were just leaving them and not being makriv them, so Bezin, who saw this problem, they were misakin that will relieve him from his obligation and will pay for the nesachim because of the problem that Bezin saw happening. So it comes out that which a tzibur is paying for the nesachim is not stemming from the fact that there's an obligation on the tzibur and because a korban was brought. Rather, it's a grant that the chachamim gave to this person to encourage him to bring the korban. But in a regular case, when a person brings a carbon and is chayiv nesachim, he's the mevi, and he brings his carbon, and now he's mechuyev to bring nesachim. If he ignores his chiyev and doesn't bring the nesachim, we don't see from here that the chiyev is going to fall back on the tzibur. We're not making any takonis over there. So I don't yet have an answer. I'm not 100% sure in this case where a person brings a carbon and does not fulfill his chiyev of nesachim, does the tzibur bring nesachim? I don't know. I looked around. I haven't found yet someone who discusses this shaila.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.